Lively Stones Meditations for 20th February 2024. Your whole spirit, soul, and body. Reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 to 24. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. I would like to reconsider these verses from 1 Thessalonians because I have been reading a brilliant book by Ruth Hawkey called Healing the Human Spirit, Sovereign World Limited 2018. Ruth knows her subject well and draws out deeper truth from the Bible to shine a light on the healing ministry. I have not been so impacted by work on this aspect of faith since finding the Reverend Henry Wright's A More Excellent Way about 25 years ago. Ruth reiterates a truth that we can readily see, which is that our Lord in his word begins from his viewpoint. This is something that we identify all through Scripture, from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. We, as his saints, have a tendency to talk of body, soul, and spirit, but the Lord speaks of spirit, soul, and body. Here in Thessalonians, Paul completes his letter with, "May your whole spirit, mind, and body be preserved blameless, and crucially, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus urges us to see ourselves preserved blameless, but in the order that he declares, first spiritually, then in our souls and minds, and finally in the body. Ruth shows us that unless we are first healed spiritually, then everything else struggles and suffers. Bodily heals bodily, but this is our own way of dealing with the problem. Soul ministers to soul and body, but again, this is only partially effective. Only spirit heals the whole, spirit, soul, and body. And it is the Holy Spirit ministering into our human spirit that performs the healing. The fact of the matter is that Scripture shows us the perspective from God's viewpoint. Everything begins with God, and we can only understand truth from his viewpoint. Study Scripture and let him show you that everything begins with him. It is not body, soul, and spirit, which is our way, but spirit, soul, and body, which is his way. As an example, Ruth Hawkey shows that any healing ministry must identify in what way the human spirit has become damaged or sick. She shows six areas in which we can all be affected, and it can be revealed as a combination of any of these. Number one is a timid and fearful spirit. Number two, an imprisoned spirit. Number three, a crushed spirit. Four, a defiled spirit. Five, an orphan or starved spirit. And finally, six, a broken spirit. Quoting Scripture to bolster the argument, Ruth also mentions medical research, which reveals the truth of the Bible teaching, and quotes case studies where the Lord's ministry through his saints has been effective. The book offers practical application principles of the way in which we can minister to others. There is much more to be said that can be included in this short meditation, but Ruth Hawkey's book surely brings light to an oft misunderstood ministry. But we should always remember that the power of forgiveness is the single greatest healing instrument of all. For our God is the one who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. And see also Preserved Blameless, our meditation from August 2023. And consider this. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Hebrews 4, verses 11 to 13. Our video presentation for this meditation is the Psalm 16, which has music by Taryn Harbridge, but the words of Psalm 16 are spoken by Pastor Mark Rooney. And this psalm has a special connection for us, as it was a favourite of a dear friend who died in much pain with cancer a good number of years ago. She found that these words helped carry her onto that better place. A painting with words from this psalm still hangs in the church she loved. And finally, a word of encouragement. God didn't make a mistake when he made you. You need to see yourself as God sees you. Joel Osteen.